Module 5, Unit 8, page 64, Exercise 3. The language of Braille. Communication, the sharing of information, ideas, and thoughts, can take many forms. Before the development of writing, people communicated via smoke signals, cave paintings, and drum beats. The first systems of writing used pictures to convey meaning. Gradually, as language developed, alphabets evolved, using letters and symbols which represented sounds. These sounds, in turn, made up words. The invention of the printing press in the 15th century led to the first forms of mass media, newspapers and magazines. Until then, it hadn't been possible to reach thousands of readers at the same time. However, only sighted people could access these media. This all changed in 1821 CE. It happened when an officer in the military in France was visiting the Royal Institute of the Blind in Paris. He wanted to demonstrate to the students a system of dots he had invented. These dots allowed soldiers to communicate without speaking. This method of communication caught the attention of Louis Braille, a young man who was studying at the Institute. After many years of work, Louis Braille had improved and completed the system of raised dots, which became known as Braille. The characters consist of 6 tactile dots that can form 64 combinations, spelling out letters, numbers, and symbols. By 1868 CE, 16 years after Louis Braille's death, blind people all over the world were using Braille every day. It has also been adapted to scripts in different languages. It enables blind people to read books, maps, and labels, and even to press buttons in a lift. A wide range of national daily newspapers are available in Braille too. Nowadays, screen reading software means that the text on a computer screen can be heard aloud. Digital talking books that simultaneously generate output in Braille are also available.